When you have two willing sides, there's always a way to get things done.
He's talked about some kind of frustration with having been in a number of different locations in his young career and really valuing stability. How important is it to you to have this kind of character guy want to be a part of something big like this?
Well, when he walked into the arena and we talked to him, we sat down and he saw the facilities and spoke with Mark and myself. The thing that was most impressive to me was that he went, back to his hotel and sent emails and text messages to all the other players that are essentially on the team, talking about the facility, talking about the friendliness, talking about the ownership, talking about the vision. Because I didn't get a chance to speak to other players till the next day, and they all, to a man, had said, "Oh yeah, Laddie already talked to us." So from that standpoint, those are the key characteristics that you want in your leader.
Kevin, that's one RFA down, but there's a few others to go. Can you give us any updates on the other Bogosian or Wheeler or any of those?
Really from the update standpoint, discussions are ongoing, negotiations are ongoing. Blake Wheeler will file for our salary arbitration. It's just, it's a deadline day that, when I talk about setting deadlines, the NHL has a lot of different deadlines that have to be set. But, as of this morning, we had great conversations with Blake's representative today, and, those discussions will be ongoing. So the fact that he's filed for salary arbitration doesn't really mean much at this point in time. We have a lot of time to get a deal done there. With Zach, spoke with his representative yesterday. The timing's a little bit different because he's a restricted free agent without salary arbitration. So we discussed concepts, terms and different things like that. So that one will kind of take its own course.
You talked about the fact that arbitration wasn't a concern for you with the lad and that deadline wasn't really looming on you guys. But considering the money in which some of these players are getting in free agency, if it would have went to arbitration, a lot of times they do side with the players. So are you breathing a sigh of relief, though, that you managed to get it done and didn't have to go that route and have questions about bringing your captain back?
Well, the salary arbitration was something that, we didn't want to have to go to him because it would only yield a one-year deal. And we wanted to have Andrew part of this organization for the long term. So, the only, I guess, pressures were that we just, both wanted to come to a deal that we were both happy with. And, we were able to come to that last night.
Talk about Bogosian a little bit. I know there were some trade rumors around last year, but those were internal issues, right? Do you guys see him as a building block going forward, or can you speak to him a little bit?
Well, I can't really speak to anything that happened last year with respect to rumors or anything like that, nor will I speak to any rumors, regarding, our team kind of moving forward. But what I can speak about is that, Zach is a tremendous kid. He's a very young defenseman, and anyone who follows the game knows that defensemen mature at a different rate than maybe other players. So, I had the fortune of having Zach on my team with the Wolves for about a week on a conditioning assignment when he was 18, and he was head and shoulders above everyone else out there at 18 years old. So, I think the best is in front of a lot of these players, and we're going to get a chance to watch them and hopefully grow in front of our eyes.
And for someone like Zach, obviously having a coach like Noel coming in, being such a teacher, do you think that that's also, because he was kind of rushed into the league here, he didn't have that American Hockey League stature that sometimes it takes to become the player that they are in the NHL?
Well, sometimes players, for different reasons, get pushed into the National Hockey League, or their abilities are such that if they go back to junior or go back to college, they're not going to develop. So they're kind of in between, and that's kind of how Zach was. Going back to junior was not going to do him any more good. So he couldn't go to the American Hockey League, so he had to go to the National Hockey League. So the opportunity to have these players coached by Claude is going to be great, because you're right, Claude is a teacher. What I've witnessed over Claude over the different years is that he's been able to take many different types of teams and find ways to get them to play as a group and get them to play above the sum of their parts. And that, again, is the essence of what we're trying to accomplish here, is that getting to know the players, getting the most out of individual players so that collectively good things happen as a group.
The six you were able to get over the weekend and Andrew today, is this kind of where you thought you would be if you were a week ago kind of looking at today's date?
Well, again, it's one of those things where, you never want to try and project something, because for fear that, you're either disappointed or overly excited or overly rushed. Again, we just methodically have been going through the process, trying to come to the right conclusions in all different aspects, from the coaching staff to the players to our decisions in free agency to all the decisions that need to be made moving forward. And there's a lot of them. They're going to just take time.
Your captain said he'd like to see a few more veteran players today in his conference call. Is there any indication that that will be coming for him?
Well, you know, again, I don't know what lies in store for the rest of free agency or for the rest of, you know, the summer. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we're going to look at all different avenues and all different aspects of the team. But, again, it is a young group and, you know, we're going to rely on Andrew's leadership and experience to lead this group. You know, certainly with the rounding out the coaching staff, when that happens, there's going to be a lot of, you know, leadership that's going to be there, both inside the room and surrounding the room.
Big picture, can you talk about what it means to have Ladd and Bufflin kind of two cornerstones locked up for 5 years apiece?
Well, I think, you know, certainly, you know, Buff locked up before coming here, but obviously someone from, you know, northern Minnesota kind of knows the area and is excited about coming here. But I think, you know, with Laddie making the commitment that he did today, you know, and the organization making the commitment to him, I think that just speaks volumes to, you know, what we potentially have going here.
Can you tell us what the budget you're working with for player salaries is?
Well, the budget is something that, you know, it's moving all the time. It, it depends on the different situations of who's out there and what the, you know, the market is all about. But at the end of the day, you know, right from the onset, you know, we said that this is going to be a process. It's not going to be, you know, something that you're just going to jump into and you know, try and spend your way into, you know, making yourself a team for the short term. You have to look at long-term planning, be it budget now, but you really have to look at the budget in the future. With, you know, a lot of different guys that within a year or two of having to be re-signed, you know, again, you know, for the long haul, you have to make sure that you sign properly.
I apologize if you were asked this earlier, but how significant is Andrew's five-year signing as a message to other players that this team means business?
Well, I think the message to the other players is that, you know, Andrew is he's very, very committed and that he, you know, likes what he sees and he wants to be a part of this. He wants to be part of, you know, building something. He's won two Stanley Cup championships and he knows what it takes, you know, to help, you know, build a winning franchise. So for us, you know, it's important. That experience at such a young age, for a player like that, to have him as your leader, you know, when he speaks to all the young players, he speaks from experience.
How close are you to being finished building your player roster, or not close to being finished?
Puck doesn't drop for a while yet.
To a Blake Wheeler, where he's projected, he's a top six forward, right? That's how you guys see him?
Well, you know, Blake came into the organization, you know, late, you know, in the year, you know, essentially around the trade deadline. So, you know, again, he kind of had two different seasons from the statistical standpoint. But for me, I think it's really all about creating our own identity, you know, with this group of guys, letting Claude decide how they fit, where they fit, who they fit with. And, you know, again, with the roster still evolving, you know, you just don't know, you know, who's all going to fall into place at this time.
Do you see Ladd as anything other than the captain here, or does that depend on who else you may or may not acquire?
Yeah, no, Ladd's our captain. He's, you know, he's the leader of this team. He's, you know, from that standpoint, you know, Claude and I have talked, and, you know, it's something that, you know, he's demonstrated it both on and off the ice, and something that, you know, again, it's something that he doesn't even have to try to demonstrate. It just, it is what he is.
You said the phones are ringing quite a bit at the draft. Have there been a lot of trade talks at all, or some, or how would you sort of gauge that interest?
Well, I think that's how general managers keep themselves busy during the summer is, you know, talking about different trades. You know, obviously we're all getting the same questions, how's the roster going to look come puck drop. And, you know, in the salary cap world, there's lots of different things that happen. You saw free agency where, you know, lots of term and lots of money went. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there may be a trickle-down effect in that as well. You know, a lot of teams have to look at their roster now and see how they fit the remaining pieces into the puzzle. And, you know, we're all taking a look at our roster at this point in time.
Safe to say Bogosian's not on the block, though, right? Some people still think there's some carryover from last year.
You know, Bogosian, for me, is someone that I hope to build, you know, our defense, you know, around. You know, certainly, you know, this game, there's never any certainties. But, you know, what is certain that he's a, you know, a 21-year-old defenseman, you know, that was drafted very, very high with lots of talent. And, you know, for our organization, you know, I hope he's someone that's here for a long, long time.
Close on the coaching staff or up here?
That's a, you know, kind of an ongoing process. You know, lots of different behind the scenes things with respect to permission from different teams, timing, you know, those kind of things. But it's you know, it's a process that's kind of evolving behind the scenes.
First few days here at free agency, would you say the lack of quantity is making teams overpay for what there is?
You know, I think it was kind of a perfect storm this year from the standpoint of, maybe quantity, but, also just to, where some of the other organizations were within their, team building standpoint. Obviously, Florida, had to make a lot of moves to fill their roster. A lot of teams were in the similar situation. So at the end of the day, all you're really concerned about is yourself and your own organization. And, I sat in the room for, several days with my scouts and, we looked at a lot of different things. We talked about a lot of different things, and we talked a lot about the future. And, it's something that, you concern yourself with what you can do, what you do, and how you, you hope to see the vision unfold.
When you say perfect storm, you mean for players?
Well, I think for just the way the situation worked, it was a lot of different teams needed different things at the same time. And, when that happens, it's a free market.